Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast, and this is our last episode of our Comic-Con wrap-up. We're going to be talking about games we saw there. Rory's going to be talking about the Xbox Lounge, booths we saw, different stuff we saw, freebies we got, just experience overall. All right, so if you are a new listener, I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm guest Rory.
Rory. All right, so we'll start off with Wednesday. We all got there. Jenny, Michelle, and I, and our other friend who's not here, Kevin, all got there Wednesday afternoon. And then, Rory, what time did you get there?
I got Thursday? To San Diego like Thursday night, but I didn't start Comic-Con until Friday.
All right, well, we'll start off with Wednesday. So we hit preview night. We hit it like around 7?
Oh my gosh, and we waited in line forever just to get our passes this year.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah.
It was absolutely packed. I haven't seen it that packed on a preview night before.
So we got our passes, and then we went into the exhibit floor.
And we did not get much that night at all because it was just packed. Everything was packed. And everything, all the lines got capped by the time we were there.
Well, we'll say this about, I'll say this. Let's start off by talking about, I know a lot of people are like, well, Comic-Con is about comics, but no, it's not. It's about movies and TV. Well, the thing is, I like that things evolve. You know what I mean? Like, those are the same
and
people.
And the comics are still there.
Yeah. And like they take up half of the exhibit floor. Like,
I like going over to the comic area because it's not as many people. So you can walk around and breathe for a second.
Yeah. And all the cosplayers are still there. They're still walking around looking comics and stuff. And I know a lot of people that buy a ton of stuff out there, comic stuff. So, you know, like different people go for different reasons. And, you know, we're the film podcast. So, yeah, we go for film and TV stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell people.
I actually really enjoy the artwork. I like walking around the art section and seeing all the art stuff. I do that. I always make sure I spend time at least a part of a day doing that.
Yeah, and I think that convention is really kind of bridging everybody together. Like people who like video games, like it's funny, Rory last year went, right? Last year was your first year, but you didn't really go to any panels.
No panels.
And this year you did a panel, on Saturday, but that kind of you're going to come back next year.
I'm going to do probably 2 days of that next
year. Yeah, and see, so it's kind of like bridging, you know, different worlds, and maybe he wasn't into a certain comic books and he was just into games, and maybe now, you know. So
there is a lot of fandoms
it's a crossover.
Represented, and I think it's kind of cool that we get all the different fandoms together.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, the studios are getting booths that are you know, getting bigger, and no, they're the same size booths as always. Like, in fact, that's maybe one of the problems that they don't get bigger because they don't want to take up, you know, the room from the comic book side. So, you know, it does get a little crowded on
the
studio.
They did kind of change around the layout this year, and it was like they kept the movies all in one area, which the problem with that is that it gets so crowded.
Yeah.
Those areas are super crowded.
They used to space them out a little better. That way it would be like, it'd be like a, you know, a Cartoon Network and then something, a movie studio, you know, like Fox.
Now they kind of grouped it. They changed it because they wanted to keep the comic books a little.
They're trying something.
They're trying something. And the vendors are all happy with the changes.
Yeah.
Because it gives them a chance to actually sell stuff better.
Yeah.
So, and they actually are the people I think they're trying to appease.
Please, yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a convention. It's not, I mean, they make a lot of money off us.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's for the people there selling things and trying to sell it to other people.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's cool when you're walking through the comic section and you see a guy, like, asking about a guy's comic to potentially, like, buy it and produce it. That's, like, the coolest part. That's the whole point of the whole thing.
Yeah. So we start off Wednesday, we walk the exhibit floor, and I'll say this, we accidentally cut in line in the Legendary booth. It was not our intention.
It was the end of a line, so we got it.
We got into the end
of
the line.
We just didn't know the other end of the line was somewhere else.
Yeah. And there was nobody behind us. There was no security guard guiding people. We it was accidental.
We really did. Sorry, people.
It happens.
And it wasn't like, oh, fuck, let's just cut in here. No, at no point. When we found out we were cutting was like 10 minutes of waiting already. Like, we had already waited 10 minutes. So we're like, well, we're here already. No one, you know, like, might as well just fucking finish this off. But it was to get the Godzilla experience.
Passes.
Right?
The passes. Godzilla encounter passes.
Encounter, sorry, not experience. The Godzilla encounter.
Which
and,
is pretty much the coolest thing that we did.
So basically, while in line, you had to look up the website. The
to
Godzilla
find
website,
a password.
A password. I couldn't figure out my phone. You have like 100,000 people trying to get on their phones at one time.
Oh, God.
You can't get internet access. It's terrible.
So the guy in front of me must have been on a different network. Thanks
not,
a lot, AT&T.
Not AT&T, obviously.
And he got it. And he was asking me for the password. I'm like, I don't know. Let me know if you get it. And the jerk got it and didn't tell me. Bastard.
What
the?
But we overheard
I
him
overheard
say
him say it. So I said that, you know, it was Sarasawa was the password. And they would give you a pass to go to the Godzilla encounter. And I heard it, and then I turned over to Michelle, and in front of the guy giving the pass, and I told her the password. And then I got out of line because I got my pass. And then I go to Jenny, and I'm like, come here. And I whispered her the password. And so we're all able to get the
Godzilla encounter.
Yeah,
tickets.
And so that was in the Gaslamp District. Later on that night, it was at 9:30. So
they were time tickets.
Yeah, we finished off our floor. We walked the floor.
I don't think they got hardly anything free then. We didn't got almost nothing that night because everything just was capped. Every line we got into was freaking capped.
Yeah, so we went off to dinner, and then after dinner we went to the Godzilla
Hooters.
Thing. Hooters.
We did dinner. Went to Hooters. We always do. That's a tradition.
Maybe
for us.
Maybe Hooters wants to sponsor us next year at Comic Con.
That's our Comic Con tradition. We had to get some Hooters.
I'll wear a Hooters shirt. You know, I'll wear the orange shorts.
You went to Hooters twice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. We went to Hooters twice this weekend.
We went later.
Yeah. So if Hooters wants to sponsor us,
we love us some Hooters.
Hey guys, if you're interested in some good beers and some delicious wings, head on over to Hooters. Go to Hooters.com for your local Hooters near you. All right. So we went to Hooters, and then we ate, and then we went over to the Godzilla
encounter.
And so we get in line, and we're so nervous because the last bus is at 10. And our passes are for 9:30 for this Godzilla thing.
Oh, no.
And so we're like, oh, we're going to get in. So finally, like by the time we were actually by the front door, because it was a long line, it was already like 9:45, 9:50. And we're like, oh, man, it's going to be hard to like book it out of here. So anyway, we went in, and let's describe what you see.
This was my favorite thing probably of the weekend. It was so well done. You walk in, and it's like you're on a Tokyo street. They have it all designed. They have like a little sushi place, and they have little convenience stores with all the stuff in it. And they have props from Godzilla movies. They have Godzilla. You probably know better than me.
The classic, the black and white Godzilla.
The classic, they actually have him. They have different props. And so they're like, okay, wander around. You can take as many pictures as you want. And, you know, so we're just all really dilly-dallying.
And it's a replica of Tokyo.
It's a replica of a Tokyo street. And it's all like kind of been destroyed, like a replica of a Tokyo street that's been destroyed by Godzilla. And you know, we're really being slowly like walking around, taking pictures of everything. And then suddenly we don't get all the way through it. And the, sirens go off and the lights start flashing and people come in and they're like, we have to evacuate. We have to evacuate. Godzilla's coming back. We have to evacuate. So we were rushed into this, like control room looking thing. And they're like, push buttons. And so Jenny and I love pushing buttons. So we were pushing all the buttons and flipping all the switches.
And at
stuff.
This time they tell you, turn off your cameras, everything. You
yeah, they don't want it. They don't want any cameras.
And if you
point.
Have a camera, they yell at you. We literally yell at you.
Yeah, they
put the camera away, sir.
Yeah. And then we got rushed into an elevator, and they're like, we had to take you up to the rooftop because we're going to be evacuated. And of course, the elevator breaks on the way to the rooftop, and then we're rushed out of there into, we're in like an office building now, and it's...
It's a replica of like the interior, so there's desks and chairs.
Yeah, like it's a whole, like they really well detailed.
And outside through the windows is a screen, but the screen shows... The exterior of
a city.
Yeah, of a city.
And it's raining.
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's like a Tokyo in the rain. And Godzilla walks by.
Yeah, you hear the sound, and then the floor kind of shakes, and Godzilla walks by. And he walks by like two blocks down. And then eventually he comes back around, and he's right in front of the window. And like
and you see his right face, and you're looking at him and stuff. So I have to say, I was like really impressed with this whole thing. It was really intricate, well done.
And then we got a Mondo poster at the end of it.
A mini Mondo poster.
A mini Mondo poster.
Not one of the special editions.
Oh my God, she showed it to me? Oh, that's like the best poster I saw this year at Comic-Con.
I posted it on my Tumblr page.
Like he's made out of the rubble of the city? Yeah. Oh.
It's a really cool one. They had a giant one of it in the exhibit, like a really giant one in the experience. But I thought that was probably, it was really, I mean, take note, movie studios, that was really well done.
Yeah.
I was like slow clapping like that.
Yeah. That was Wednesday. Thursday, we parted ways, right?
Yeah. The Thursday is when I spent all day in ballroom 20.
Ginny,
you guys walked around. You guys did Ender's Game, right?
Yeah, well, we did panels in the morning, and then we walked around. We did Ender's Game, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met you guys at Ender's Game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just props inside, which is fine, but... Yeah.
And then they gave you dog tags, which were meh.
Yeah.
And ID, Ender's Game ID, like your...
Yeah.
That's right, and they took a picture of you.
That was, like, right across the street from that Sentinel Head I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, like just I guess it would be east of that, the next road down, not Harbor, but
that.
The other way. Yeah, damn, just like it was probably like as big as Jenny.
The Sentinel Head?
The Sentinel Head.
Wow.
Did you guys do anything before you did Ender's Game?
We walked around a lot, tried to get some free stuff, got some keychains and such.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they got me some buttons. I love buttons, by the way, people.
Got some Adventure Time.
I don't know if people know, I love buttons. All I want out of Comic-Con is free buttons.
You like wearing buttons and pushing buttons?
I do. I mean, you know, okay, if anybody's been into Hall H, there's this lady who wears a lot of buttons. She's called the Button Lady.
She wears like a shawl.
If I didn't have
covered in buttons.
People preventing me from doing so, I would so be that lady. I just love buttons.
She sounds like a Wild West character because she clanks everywhere she goes. Clink.
When she retires, you gotta
take the mantle.
Place. I will. I will totally. I just buttons are me.
You're like the Joseph Gordon-Levitt of Button Lady. My real name is Robin Button, Benjamin Button.
Well, Thursday was the first night that my friend Jake tried to do the Hasbro to try to get magic cards, and just
he spent all night.
Yeah, he tried Thursday morning. And that's when he had to resolve to spend the night. Like how we spent the night for Hall H. He like went in at midnight just to do Hasbro.
Just to get the exclusive toys
and
God forbid you
want
a My Little Pony from the Hasbro because you have to sleep out for that.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, that he slept honestly. Out and he got in there and he got two things of the magic cards. He got two My Little Ponies. Like once he was in there, he bought everything. While he was in line, like, he eBayed everything and just decided that he was going to try to flip a bunch of stuff. And he got the Boba Fett.
Last I checked, one of the magic cards was already up to $400.
Yep.
And it was with like 20 minutes left.
Like he bought it for 60 and he's eBaying it for $400 already.
What? So I guess it's worth sleeping out. That he actually gets something out of that sleeping out. Unlike
and
me.
And
I just got to be 20 feet away from Gillian Anderson.
This was his first Comic-Con too, and I think he's gonna make this a tradition. He's gonna try to do it again next year.
There's guys that sleep out every night. You see them, and they're the best. They're the ones that know they have their nice camping chairs. They're like they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know.
So then this was what is it? Where are we? Thursday night.
Thursday night. Yeah.
So Thursday night, we went home, and then.
You slept out. Thursday
yeah,
night.
I slept out because I.
Jenny and I got to sleep.
Yeah, we knew that the lines were going to be bad for Hall H, and that's we're the film podcast, so we wanted to bring film stuff to the podcast, exclusive. So we went and slept out. Kevin and I did. We showed up at 2 in the morning, got in line, and the thing is that people are like, "Oh, it's so bad," but you know what? Part of me is like, you know what's really bad, but it's kind of fun. You know,
I don't mind sleeping out. I think I always meet people.
You always
and
meet
I make
new
friends
people. Yes, like I met this dude named Kenneth. He's probably listening. What's up, Kenneth? We met him. Remember?
Oh yeah, that was when I was in line.
Yeah. Thursday night we just camped out. It was for Hall H, and Michelle and Jenny were going to meet us there, and our other friend Tony Dang. He's, I told him earlier, like, hey, I snore, so if you want to. If you earplugs or something, and he's like, "Oh, I could sleep there or anything." So he showed up. He showed up like around, 2:30, with a sleeping bag, and he's like, "Yeah, yeah." And we're all like, "Yeah, we're gonna stay up all night and just
you guys are silly. I actually do sleep when I do these
play
things.
Cards and bullshit and, you know, just say funny stuff to each other. And Tony's like, I'm just going to rest my eyes, guys. And he fucking fell asleep. He didn't wake up till the morning.
And they come around usually, what, like 5 a.m. to wake everybody up?
Yeah. That day was 6 a.m.
Oh, that was nice. My day was 5 a.m. Yeah.
So I just slept for an hour and then we did Hall H. It's not bad. The thing is, like, I feel bad. I apologize for the second time publicly. Sometimes I get a little cranky when I don't get food in me.
And when he doesn't get sleep. He says he doesn't need sleep, but he does.
Okay. So. But you guys get cranky too. So. I may be crankier than anybody else.
I was pretty
not
cranky.
Okay. No, I have to say that Rory, for some reason, well, he didn't spend two nights out there, but he wasn't really cranky at all. He's kind of like the mediator. Like, I feel like Jenny and I would sometimes be like, we're cranky at the same time. You know what I mean? Because usually, like, other years, like, Jenny will get cranky and I'll get cranky, but at separate times. So it's dealable. Like, okay, I'll deal with you, but now you have to deal with me. But sometimes it'd be like the same time. Like, no, we'd Hulk out.
Did you guys get any stuff on the panels that day? Any free stuff?
Thursday? Oh, Friday was...
Friday, yeah. We got two X-Men posters.
Friday. Friday was the day you weren't there.
No.
You were there Saturday. Friday, we didn't get anything at the panels.
Oh, yeah, we did. Game of Thrones. And here's the thing. The reason that the line for that day is always long is because Game of Thrones always gives out a really good goodie bag.
So it's not a really good goodie.
People want
it. It's not a good goodie bag, though.
Well, it was last year.
Last year was okay. This year, it sucked. I'll admit it.
The thing is that
they try to make you seem like it's going to be good, but it wasn't.
Well, they give like a cool little bag, and they give you. Last year they gave the cool keychains that were shields
they got
that were cool.
Really cool keychains last year.
This year just a book. And
it was
a notebook,
a notebook, and a T-shirt.
Yeah,
and like half the
but
the people
last
have
year's
the
notebook was even better than
yeah,
this year's.
This year's
notebook's
not
crappy.
Very good. Last year's notebook was really good.
Yeah,
and a really kind of crappy T-shirt.
Yeah,
last year's T-shirt was a lot cooler
because it was just the
Lannisters.
Yeah, yeah.
This year was really like weird. Old timey. Folk tale of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. You gotta go grab it. I want to see it.
Yeah, you didn't get one.
No, oh, I didn't go that day.
I'll show you it.
So and then Jenny and I stayed for the Metallica
I guess
thing.
Comparative to any of the other
to
panels
any of the other panels,
out.
It's the most. It's like divine. One of the better ones out of panels
because no one does them anymore.
I know.
For
well,
reason.
The Psych panel, I got a Psych T-shirt.
And those Friday.
Yeah, it was Thursday. I got the Psych. It was a Psych musical T-shirt. So I got that.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
I got the Psych musical one.
It's like a playbill.
Yeah, it looks like a playbill and it says Psych Bill. Yeah.
And they do some drawings as well. Jenny and I stayed for the Metallica Through the Never panel, and they were doing a secret show concert. And
they only gave out like they gave everyone in the hall a red ticket, and they only gave out like 100.
Passes
to the
of
show
of like the 6,000
of like
the 6,500 people.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
So, I mean, part of me wishes I could have gone because it'd be cool to see it. Like, it was a private show. It was a really private, small
it's
show.
Only 100 people there.
Yeah, and I would have wanted to go see that show, but then we wouldn't have gotten a good spot in line.
So it was almost like we kind of didn't want it, but we did at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we forgot to mention was Thursday night, that party in the park thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I skipped out on that because I was so tired from sleeping out.
People
but
just
you guys did.
People just invited, were giving these passes for Party at the Park by
MTV2. Mm-hmm.
So we got a line. We didn't have to wait too long. It was going pretty fast. What was taking so long was that they were making you, it was a backpack check. That's what's taking long.
And they were
long.
Making everyone throw away their water.
Yeah. Of all
but
things.
But not their food.
Other places. At the Doctor Who meetup, I had it. They made me dump my water too.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny because I had like other things that they should have. I had a knife in my backpack, and I had another thing that I shouldn't have had. I won't mention it on the podcast. But they looked at it, and they're like, okay, whatever. and the knife, they're like, oh, whatever, go ahead. But the water, is like, dude, you got to dump
but
that out,
that
bro.
But not that water, man.
Got to dump that out. And so I'm like, all right. So I dumped it out, and
That's what was taking so long.
Did you not think about that before they checked your bag? Like the other stuff?
You know what? There was no way for me. Like I thought they were also gonna wand us for. So I just thought, well, I'll put my blade in my backpack. I always carry that little blade because I could cut like peel orange and stuff like that. And the other thing was just the stuff that I shouldn't have.
Right.
And they looked at it. He looked at it and he pulled it out and he's like, here, put it away. He didn't say anything.
But you guys got free beverages, free alcoholic beverages
you got,
in the park.
Yeah, you got three beers or wine and then
or soda
or whatever anything you drink you wanted. and then two like food items. And it was really cool. And
for free. That's yeah. nice. I wish I'd stayed. I got in line with them and I was so tired because this was the day I'd slept out for the X-Files.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even walk anymore. I was like, I have to go back to the hotel. I just died.
Here's the thing with me is that I don't like to throw out alcohol. So even if I shouldn't be drinking, I'll drink it just because it's free. And I should have been drinking because I was going to stay up all night to stay in line. And I drank and yeah, it was a bad choice. But it was pretty cool. Like they had free food and drinks and
they had like a band and like DJs.
They had this printing thing where they would print out a shirt of any of your Instagram pictures that you wanted. So you could pick one of your Instagram pictures.
Did you guys
do that? For free?
No.
Yeah, totally free. It was a really long line.
Yeah.
We were tired.
But it looked cool. It was like you could pick any picture from your Instagram and print it out on your shirt. And so it was pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah. I don't have an Instagram, but yeah, I can see how that's cool.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Loser.
So that was pretty cool. I mean, it was like lots of bright colors.
Yeah,
MTV2 stuff.
So that was Thursday, Friday. Friday, I didn't get anything either because we went right away to...
Oh, yeah, Friday, we didn't do much because then you guys slept out. Had dinner real fast, but you guys slept out earlier. You came earlier. You wanted to get back.
Yeah. So we
for the Saturday panel.
We slept out again. We went even earlier. We were there 11, right? Mm-hmm. That's when Rory joined us. And again, it was fun.
We were right by the water, the marina, and the Assassin's Creed boat that was out back that we haven't, we should be talking about the things that are outside right now. But so there in the back of the convention center, there was like all this Teen Titans stuff and all this kids. It was kind of like a kids area.
Yeah.
Legos and photo op moments.
That was
and, like a
you
kids
know, now
DJ.
I'm thinking
and
about
then,
it.
And
that
Assassin's
was definitely
Creed
the
thing.
Place where you take your kids so they can go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, you're like holding on to them for dear life inside.
Yeah.
I just realized what that area was. That's what that was.
Yeah, it's for them to just go ape shit.
All these
they have
cool
DJ,
Lego things.
So they can go
dance. Yeah, and it was like a kids bop DJ.
Yeah.
Like kids songs.
Yeah, kids songs.
You know? Like popular kids songs.
And then
songs,
they had the Assassin's Creed
The Assassin's Creed thing in the back, which...
it was a full pirate
none
ship.
Of us got to go on. Rory should have done it. Out of all
I mean,
of
I
long
wanted
right?
to, because I mean,
was
that was
crazy.
The day that me and Jack walked around Friday.
And I heard that they had demo there. You could play the demo or whatever.
Yeah they had that and Watch Dogs in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why the line was so long, because everybody wanted to play Watch Dogs.
Oh, man, that'd have been cool.
But that line was like off the boat, like down the
crazy.
Marina. So I didn't want to wait in that.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, that would have been a cool line to cool thing to get into.
Yeah, because they didn't
they
have those games.
They couldn't allow very many people on there because it's a boat.
You know, it would sink how that works.
And the day we were out there was the day they had the party, like for celebrities and stuff. And it was, we couldn't really sleep. Well, I was sleeping because I was making fun of people, but people coming out of the party. But Jenny fell asleep pretty early. You stayed up for a bit and then kind of dozed off.
I was in and out, yeah.
Yeah, but the party went on for fucking ever.
Yeah, it was on till like 2.
Yeah. And, you know, you could see certain celebrities were there, you know, get out of the boat. And, we slept out and there was a lot of loud snores. That's the funny part of Comic-Con is that you get to see different people sleeping, which is a very intimate thing. Because you don't think about it. You don't see many people like asleep. That's very intimate. You know?
A guy who I'm now friends with, who I met in line, posted a picture of me sleep. Like he posted a picture, you can't see my face, but he took a picture at the bottom of our, of me and my friend Randy's sleeping bags. And there was he put a sign there that said, "Do not disturb." Because we were both asleep, and he took a picture and he posted that on Twitter and tagged me in it.
but it's really creepy because it's like this thing that you do in private, which is sleeping.
Yeah.
But you're doing it, in front of people walking in front of you. And like,
what was your Friday? You didn't talk about your Friday.
Yes, let's talk about video games.
Well,
we don't need to talk about sleeping out anymore.
Yeah. I went with my friend Jack most of Friday.
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Mullins.
Okay.
And we hit the floor. First thing, because we had to go inside, or we had to go there to get
your
his
passes.
Badge from his roommate. And so, since we were there, we just swung in, and God, it was so crowded. Like last year, that's all we did. Me and him, it was our first year last year, and all we did was like the floor and walk around. And we just were over it this year. We just went straight to the games. We were just like, we wanted to see what they had over there, so we checked out PlayStation and Xbox and Nintendo. And like Jack really wanted to hop on these games, and I was like, they've got lounges at these hotels around the
next
convention
door.
Center.
Yeah, next door.
And so I was like, so let's not wait in line because the lines are ridiculous. And this year, all of the games, just like everything else, was all next to each other.
Yeah.
And so, oh God, it was so bad. But so.
And that was in the exhibit floor, right?
That was on the floor.
About, all the way at the end.
All
by
the way
comic
to
books.
The right. Yeah. Pat, it was like up against the wall.
And it was a small area, really.
Yeah.
It wasn't very big.
Yeah. And PlayStation and Xbox were like, you could like, if you were playing a PlayStation game, you could turn around and like pop an Xbox player in the back of the head. Like,
really?
It was
that
close.
What were the big games that they had?
Well, honestly, like, I didn't even look at PlayStation.
You guys were, like, ass to ass, so close.
Yeah, and, the Xbox, well, honestly, we didn't play any games there. We went to the lounges.
No, but did they have, what did they have?
Do you well, know? We went over to, it, they had all the games that were in the lounges.
Oh, the same.
That's yeah. why it was ridiculous. It's like, why would you wait in line when you could go next door, other than PlayStation? See, and I didn't understand that. Why didn't PlayStation do the lounge? Hmm. I feel like they missed an opportunity, and that's going to really hurt them as far as people following that. Because, I mean, Nintendo, you didn't even have to have a Comic-Con badge. You could just go to the Nintendo Lounge.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Xbox, but for the Xbox, you had to have
one.
So what was in the Xbox? Was it the Xbox One there? Can you demo it?
Yes. On the floor, only Xbox One. And they had Killer Instinct and Rise on the floor.
Okay.
And so we go over to the lounge, and... both me and him walked up to separate Xbox Ones and played Rise without waiting.
Really?
Wow. We just walked right up to it. And so, and in the lounge, they had even more games. They had the new Halo app game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on any Windows device, like Windows phones and tablets. And they have, later this year is the Summer of Arcade for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have all the games pretty much that are coming out. And my favorite, absolute favorite, my favorite game of the whole convention, really, other than Zelda, but we'll get to that, was...
you're teasing that?
Was, was the Ninja Turtles game, Out of the Shadows. And it's just like all the old games, like Turtles in Time.
What platform is
it
on?
It was on Xbox.
But it's going to be on all of them?
I would imagine so. Yeah. And it plays like the old games, but it adds all the new graphics plus like combos. Like Donnie will stick out his staff, and then like... one of the other turtles could grab onto it, and he spins them around and hits all the foot soldiers.
Ooh.
Or like when you're dodging, you can like roll over each other and like your shell, you go back to back on your shell. It's just so many cool things. And
shell
like,
power.
And the guy there, like we were talking to him for like a couple minutes, and he's the guy that made the game. He's just standing right there, and he's
really?
Talking to us. And me and Jack played with him.
Like, really?
For a whole 10 minutes.
Did you take a picture with him?
No, I didn't.
You should have.
Yeah, probably. We were having too much fun playing his game. And he was showing us everything. And he even got the rights to the credit music from the first movie.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, he's this guy's a true turtle fan. Like, this game is going to be out of sight. And it's only going to be, like, $15.
Really?
And,
And it's on going to be in...
it's going to be on 360.
Oh, 360.
360. Only. And if it's on the... it'll probably be on the PlayStation 3 on there.
Okay.
And I checked out the new Kinect. They had like one game that was really showing that, and it's super responsive. There, I mean, the convention center is like crowded. We were at the hotel, but people were like walking behind the person playing all the time. And if you have a Kinect or anything like that now, like that throws you off. The Kinect loses you. But
yeah.
This one, it kept up with whoever was on the game. It was amazing.
That's pretty good.
Like all those bodies walking behind the person playing, and it was still
wow.
At least while I was there, and that was in and of itself amazing. Like,
so the guy who created the game for the Ninja Turtles, was he just beating the shit out of you guys because he knew how to play?
Oh no, we were all co-op. And
oh,
we were fighting,
okay.
But I actually beat him both times. Ooh. I had the high score.
Nice.
And we also swung by the Nintendo Lounge, the one you didn't even have to badge. You
so let's talk about how creepy it is with all the kids there.
Oh my God. They're just like that, like if they're not over there like losing their shit at the Teen Titans park, they're in there in the Nintendo Lounge. Like there's beanbags.
And you don't want to be talking to kids alone, right? Like because you're going to look creepy.
It's just like you're so like swamped. I mean, Comic-Con, you're walking all the time. You want to go hit up that beanbag chair.
Aren't the Nintendo girls like super slutty?
Yeah, they're all models. Nintendo hires models.
But there's
models.
A bunch of kids
really?
There? That's
yeah.
weird.
Kids love chicks.
Well, the Nintendo knows how to work it, man. They have the kiddie games, but hot girls for us.
Oh, that's so
for
weird.
Me.
For Rory. That's what they did it for Rory.
So what's up with the lady, the Nintendo lady?
The Nintendo lady, if I'm... These guys know, but...
Maybe she's listening.
But if you're listening, I'm the guy that had the Pikachu 3DS. That's it.
That was me. She's like, oh, and that's
she,
so hot.
And she wanted to put her hands on your Pikachu, right?
She did. She did.
She
like,
did?
She took it out of my hands and like played it for like 5 minutes. It was nuts.
Well, wasn't she really excited though? She was like,
she lost. Like she's like, it was in my pocket because like the.
And she's like, are you excited to see me or is that your Pikachu?
It's like she saw the corner of it and it was just like, is that what I think it is? I'm like, pulling out of my pocket and she's like, let me play it. And this is one of the models. I was like, holy shit. All right. Yeah. You can touch it. I got to get it back though.
Yeah.
You gotta get it back. Like, I'm glad you're talking to me, but I need to get that back. But I got to, they had, they were really pushing Pikmin 3. It's supposed to be the one that's going to move Wii U consoles.
Oh, okay.
Because the Wii U is kind of struggling right now.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to play the new Zelda game for the 3DS. It's a sequel to the old Super Nintendo Zelda game.
Oh, cool.
And so, like, that's the one I grew up on. Mm-hmm, that's the one I wanted to play. And super fun.
You played it?
Oh, yeah. I played it twice.
Oh, nice. So there's no lines there, huh?
To play? Oh, no. There's definitely lines in that one because they're right. Like, the Xbox Lounge was the like a block down from the convention center.
Oh, okay.
But Nintendo Lounge is right there next to the fulfillment room in the Marriott.
Yeah.
Okay. So and more crowded.
So on top of the models, they hire dancers. Because like they have Just Dance in the corner.
Ooh.
In the back corner. So they have professional dancers who have memorized all of the Just Dance moves.
So it's like clothes strippers.
Yeah. It's like you get a free show if you go in there.
So you just take a beer and then just hang out with a bunch of kids watching models dance.
No. Yep. And Nintendo actually has a cool thing where you play the games, you get a ticket, and you earn tickets, and you get to go get free stuff from an information table.
Really?
And so I got a pretty cool shirt, and since I played so many cool games, I got a lot of tickets, and so I got Jenny a shirt, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
He's so nice.
Thanks.
I would have just got another shirt for me.
I know, Ricardo would not have done that.
Like, even as much fun as I was having, I still looked out for my roommate.
Yeah, he told the Nintendo girls that. He's like, oh, I'm getting this for my friend. She's a girl. You jealous?
Did the Pikachu
she
girl
gets
get
to
jealous?
See my Pikachu all the time.
Did you tell her that?
Oh, no, I didn't tell her about Jenny.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to cockblock yourself, right? All right, and then any other games? Oh, so tell me about the drawing, the Xbox One drawing.
Oh, so every day in the Xbox Lounge, they kind of had a ticket system too, but you would fill out the back of it and put it in for a drawing. And they were
you didn't
supposedly
win?
I don't know. They never. I tweeted at the one of the Xbox guys that I follow.
She tweeted the girl. I'm like, hey, what's up? Want to see my Pikachu
and,
again?
I don't even know if they announced that. Originally, I had read it that at the end of each day, they would do a drawing and somebody would win an Xbox One, and then they would get it come November when they came out. But then Jack, my friend that I was hanging out with all day, he was like, oh, they're not doing it till the last day. And so they're going to announce all the days at once. And then, like, we never got an announcement. We don't know if anybody won. We don't know if we won.
I feel like if you won, you'd know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is what the thing
I'd
is.
Like, I'd like to be that, like, sliver of hope, though, that I don't have to... drop 500 later this year
when you're unemployed. All right, and then so that was Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday slash I went back a couple times.
Yeah, and Saturday you hung out with us all day, panels.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I did something really cool on Saturday instead. I didn't do the panels. Instead, I went to the Doctor Who Tumblr meetup, which Doctor Who has an official Tumblr page. It's run by BBC America. And every year at Comic-Con, they do a meetup for all their Tumblr followers, and it's free. You don't have to have a badge to get into. Apparently, people started lining up there at 7:30 in the morning. I got there at about 11 for 2 o'clock, so I did wait 3 hours in line. It was really awesome. There was free food. They gave us free tote bags. We got, like, rings that blinked. They had cupcakes. They're blinky rings that blink.
They had food.
And they had food. They had you know, I had sliders. They had macaroni and deep fried macaroni and cheese balls It's just amazing. And cupcakes, which is amazing too. So, and I got up in there. I knew there was a stage, so I got and kind of hung out around the stage as close as I could. They did cool things, like they did a picture of all of us in our cosplay. And
you were up front for when they came out, right?
Yeah, I was up front. They did a competition of cosplay, but I wasn't one of the ones selected for that.
And did you do anything on the floor or anything like exhibit floor? Did you get any free stuff that?
Yeah, I walked around a little bit. I kept getting capped off on the Fox line, so I never got the Fox posters. I kept getting capped off on the Once Upon a Timeline, so I never got there.
Do you think the Doctor Who panel was better than the Doctor Who meetup?
The Doctor Who meetup is very different because there isn't. I mean, they were there, but
they showed nothing.
They don't do. Yeah, they don't show anything, so and they don't really. Yeah, bit. They just basically first Mark Gatiss and David Bradley, Filch or Walter Frey, came out first, and which is kind of fun because it's like, oh my gosh, there's Mycroft. And I was really at the front of the stage, so they walked down, and I'm like 4 feet away from Mycroft, and he like looked right at me when I took a picture, and I'm like, yes. And then Stephen Moffat and Matt Smith and Jenna Coleman came out. I mean, they're there for like maybe 15 minutes, not even. And they just kind of were up on stage, and it's not a panel, so they're not being asked questions. So they don't really necessarily, they're just like, hey guys, thanks for coming out. And they don't really have much to say. So they're kind of just bullshitting for a while. And, you know, it is fun. There was
nice to meet other people.
Yeah, it was nice to meet other Whovians in the group. And, you know, I was much closer to them, Matt Smith, Jenna, than I was at the panel. You know, they're right there. And, like, there was a little girl dressed up like a Dalek, like a little tiny adorable Dalek. And Matt goes over and picks her up and, you know, and he's, like, asking her questions. And that's adorable. And the entire room goes, oh, you know, because he's being adorable with the Dalek.
Oh, and you did the Join the Realm thing.
Yes. And then so that was nice. Like, I did the whole Doctor Who meetup, got my free stuff and got to see them. And that was cool, before the panel. And then after that, I did the Join the Realm, which is the Game of Thrones room, which was right around the corner from the Doctor Who meetup. So I just got in line for that. And that was actually really cool. They did have a line where you could get yourself sketched into a scene from Westeros. I didn't wait in that line because it was much longer. I just went inside the room. And they had an Iron Throne, and you could get a picture on the Iron Throne. I didn't do that because I had a really long line, and I decided I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
But what they did have that was really cool is that you could get your last name on a house T-shirt.
Did they just have props inside?
They did, and they had different, like those little figurines with the giant heads. What are they called? Vinyls or whatever? Of all of them? I don't know.
Did you get your sketch? Then?
I didn't do the sketch thing.
That'd be cool.
It was a really long line. I was like, I don't need that. And they had an Xbox. You could win an Xbox there too with the Game of Thrones.
Did you sign up for it?
Did
you sign
up for 360 or a one?
Probably the one.
Probably the 360.
Like it was there. You could get it.
I don't know.
What did it look?
I didn't win, obviously, so I don't know.
Was it all black?
It was all black.
I mean, the 360s are all
it
black.
It had a skin on it.
But it did. It had a Game of Thrones skin on it. So I don't think it's the one coming
out.
It's probably the 360.
It's probably the 360.
Still buying.
But yeah, you could go. You went to this one counter and you gave them your last name. And they made you a T-shirt there that said house and your last name. Yeah. So I got a House Coil T-shirt, which is pretty cool.
And you didn't get to pick the color or anything, though.
No, no. They were all gray. That wasn't a choice. So you get to pick.
I would have said Of Pain. So it said House of Pain.
Or house party.
Last name party.
Yeah, that was fun. And then they had a game where you could shoot arrows at Blackwater Bay. And that was kind of fun.
And ignite the wildfire.
Basically, the point was to ignite the wildfire. So that was fun.
We couldn't do that. We tried to do that Sunday, but the line was outrageous. And then they cut it off at some point, and they were like, "So we're out of t-shirts."
Oh yeah, no. So the t-shirts part was the coolest part in there. I thought that was a nice little thing. And they had like you could get yourself sketched if you wanted to wait in that line, but I didn't want to. So
did you get one of the free direwolf pups?
No.
What's the direwolf pup?
I'm just joking. That
they didn't
thing.
Have any. But yeah, so that was my Saturday. That's what I did instead of doing the panels. The Doctor Who meetup was the thing that I really wanted to do. I dressed up in my Dalek costume that I made, my ballerina Dalek. And everyone who got it thought, and most Whovians got it. They all thought it was amazing and it was so clever.
Could I just call them hooligans?
Some people do. Some people there. That's actually a dispute within the fandom. But the accepted term is Whovian.
Whovian sounds like from Whoville.
I want to make a shirt that says "Who let the dogs out?" and have like Matt Smith with a dog. Who let the dogs out? So. All right, and then a quick story I want to tell. Saturday night while we were sleeping out, my whole mission was to make Rory and my friend Kevin laugh. Friday night, sorry. That was my mission, just make them laugh. And Jenny was asleep, but this drunk girl came out of the party of the
Jackdaw.
Yeah, party.
This has a screed boat.
Yeah, and she came out and she sat next to us, just started talking to us. And my favorite thing is talking to drunk people when you're sober. And she started talking about like all these parties she'd been to, and the only thing I would ask her is what kind of snacks they had. I'm like, she's like, I just went to the Machina party, and I'm like, what kind of snacks did they have over there? She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I should have found out. Hey, this party you just came out of, what kind of snacks do they have there? And she was fascinated by the fact that I wanted to know what snacks they had.
I love snacks. That's my favorite thing.
I do too. That's why I kept asking. And then the last day was the day we got a bunch of stuff. Oh, well, at the Fox panel, we got some cool swag from 20th Century Fox.
Oh, my God.
That was the best. Yeah, that was by far the best
one. We got a Planet of the Apes shirt that Rory's wearing now that says knowledge is power. And then we
got a Wolverine shirt
that it's from the poster, the black and white poster.
A Trask
Industries
hat. Yeah. Purple.
Yeah.
Two bomb ass mutant posters. Yes. Like viral.
Like propaganda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool. Yeah. Those are cool posters.
So we got that. And then we got a bunch of buttons. And and then Jenny and I got these cool Arkham Origins lithographs.
Oh, yeah.
Batman lithographs that are like those were limited edition. And they're like numbered. Each one is numbered.
Those are nice.
And you had to play the game to get the lithograph. And Jenny and I were standing in line, and this kind fellow behind us, he was really flamboyant. And there's people taking forever playing because they wanted to demo the game. Like
they actually wanted to demo it, but we just wanted the poster.
I want the poster. You know what I mean? I could demo the game when it comes out and buy it, you know?
Yeah. And so the guy was like, oh, I died. Can I just have one more chance? And everyone's like, no, you died. Just move on. We want the posters.
And so the flamboyant guy behind us, the kind gentleman, he was like, talking shit.
He was funny.
He was like, excuse me, gentlemen, you played enough, sir. And
can you just pretend to die already?
Yes. The rest of us want to play and get a poster. And he's like, if I don't have something free in the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna die. and the lady handing out the posters like loved him so much that she just gave us all posters without playing. So
we got she's like, cool you guys just want the poster? Yeah. We're like, yeah. She's like, okay, here.
Oh, I forgot. We picked up Scouters.
What are
at the end of the day? From Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
We got like they're like basically these things except they got
headphones.
They're like headphones except
but with one eye glass.
If you know what a fucking scouter is, there's a scouter on
there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw people wearing those.
I don't know how to explain a scouter.
Yeah, yeah. You got one?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I got
Jack actually waited in line while we were walking around.
Mm-hmm.
He got me one.
Oh, cool.
I got some sort of Mighty Morphin Power Ranger card, which I guess is a thing because people were like clamoring for that. So I was like, everybody else wants it.
Yeah.
And I got some like little beast statue that's like purple that people were like clamoring for that I had no idea what that was.
Let me see it.
I'll show you.
Got the cool hand sanitizer.
I got the hand sanitizer. Oh, and at the community panel.
It's, by the way, hold on. It's a viral thing. It says www.simianflu.com and it's a viral thing for Planet of the Apes, and it says hand sanitizer, protect yourself from the simian flu. And so check out that website.
Check it out. I got one of the announcements at the community panel was that they're going to be in syndication starting this year because they got their 5 seasons, so they're going to be in syndication. And so to advertise that, what they gave us at that panel was cups that look like
solo red
cups. They look like the red cups, but it's actually like really nice
plastic, hard plastic,
hard, really hard, nice plastic cups,
reusable.
But and it has on the front communitytv.com, which I guess is where you're supposed to go to
find your local
listings of the community. Now it's going to be on Comedy Central and in syndication.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all the things we did. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we go?
Oh, I got a cool Machete Kills t-shirt, or actually a halter top thingy.
Yeah, it's kind of offensive.
It is kind of, it's the boobs, like
the machine gun boobs?
The machine gun boobs.
Offensive to me, but I'm saying to certain people, it might be offensive.
So I was like, I don't think I'll ever wear this, but thank you. So I did get that. That was really
So yeah, So a lot of cool stuff.
Ricardo was mad I didn't get him the guy shirt. Yeah. Sorry, Ricardo. I should have just done that because I'll never wear those.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wear the tank top. all right. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo Ultreras. That's Ricardo Ultreras. You could find the podcast at The Film Podcast.
I'm at Janae, J-E-H-N-E-I-G-H.
I'm at Michelle Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E.
And I'm at Groat Hardstroke, G-R-O-A-T, Hardstroke.
And if you want to know more video game stuff, if you know, sometimes I'm on Pixel by Pixel podcast. Check that out on iTunes. And until next time, have a good week.